ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां शंकराचार्य मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मैरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. Now we are seeing the mantras which are elaborating the fact, elaborately commenting on the same fact which is earlier stated, that Brahman is Atma. In that context, Atma cannot be revealed by any organ. Why? Because every organ means all the instruments of transaction, all the transacting media are the organs, all the organs, every organ is revealed by the Atma. Every organ being revealed by Atma cannot become the revealer of the Atma. This is the teaching, nothing much. And this is now elaborately discussed here. And we have seen now till now how Vag Indriyam, the organ of speech, cannot reveal Atma, the Brahman. And not only the organ of speech, even the words. Organ of speech means what? Organ of speech by itself cannot reveal, only through the words it has to reveal. Because organ of speech, through the word which manifesting through the organ of speech, reveal the objects. So here also we say, but Brahman is not revealed by the word also. And for which we have seen the reasons. And last, why Brahman cannot be revealed by the word at all? Because words themselves are dependent on, the words are not created, but they are dependent on the organ of speech to become manifest. The organ of speech itself was revealed by the Atma, I mean it functions depending upon the Atma. Being jadam by itself, it has to become conscious to be able to be functional. Therefore it is dependent on Atma to become functional, thereby to manifest the, to have the status of being the manifestor of words also. Therefore, Atma is not revealable by the organ of speech or by the words. In that context, the doubt might come, what about these words? There are so many words already used now. Brahman itself is a word. Brahma, not Brahman, I shouldn't say. See, Brahman is a mula padam actually. The nominative is Brahma. So nakarantha pullinga shabdaha brahma shabdaha. That's napumsakalinga shabdaha. Nakarantha napumsakalinga shabdaha brahman, isn't it? Shabdaha brahma, atma. Okay? Apart from that, we also say what now? In Upanishad, there's another Upanishad wherein we say the ultimate doer, ultimate seer, ultimate hearer is the atma, we say. So in that context, we use the word shrota, Manta, Vakta, Drashta, Seer, Hearer, Listener, Thinker are all, Atma. These words are all used. Atma, Brahma and all these words are used. Even Shrotrasya, Shrotram, Chakshusha, Chakshusha, etc., everything also what now, all these words, you know, actually are used to mean Brahman, indicate Brahman only, Atma only. Therefore, how can we say then words do not reveal? In fact, for that last bit he was explaining, see, all these words, okay, are used only, used to reveal Brahman only in with reference to, in the context of upadis only. Without the upadis, excluding the upadis, if you see what is Brahman here, what the student is supposed to understand, Brahman is Atma. And when you say Brahman is nothing but Atma, it is excluding the upadis, the pure consciousness alone is Brahma. There is no Brahma, there is no Atma, there is no reality other than consciousness. How to know the pure consciousness is Brahma? What is reality? Pure consciousness is reality. And that pure consciousness cannot be revealed by any word. Even the word consciousness, chaitanyam, when we say, chaitanyam, that word does not reveal it as like any other object is revealed by that word. That to arrive at what is implied by the word consciousness only, this methodology is used here. But consciousness by itself is nirvisesham. Nirvisesham is pure, it's absolutely free from all attributes. So because it is of the nature of attributelessness, it cannot be described. It is indescribable, inexplicable, because words are what? Shabda pravritti nimittani, isn't it? It means the sabda pravritti nimittani means for the shabda to become descriptive, for to be there, it must to be descriptive of something. There will be describable attributes must be there. So adjectives are not there. Attributes are not there. Therefore, no word can really reveal Atma. Even these words, Shrota, Manta, listener, seer, hearer, etc., thinker, etc., are all used only in the context of upadis. Only with the upadis you are talking about Atma, as Atma with upadis is what now? Ultimate seer, ultimate hearer, etc. If without the upadis, you cannot, no word can be used to indicate Brahman, to imply Brahman. Okay? So he says, that's what he says. We go to the last sentence. Tadeva Atma Swarupam Brahma Niratishayam. Do you follow that? Last bit of the previous mantra. Yeah. See, Tadeva Atma Swarupam Brahma Niratishayam Bhuma Akyam Brihatvat Brahma Iti Vidhi Vijanihi Tvam. O student, may you know that pure consciousness alone, what now? Which is said to be limitless, which is of the nature of limitlessness, and which is said, known by the word Bhuma. Bhuma is what now? Is the Atma. May you know this. Now he says, Yaihi, see the next sentence now? The following line now. Yaihi Vagadi Upadi Bihi Vachoha Vak Chakshushas Chakshuhu Shrotrasya Shrotram Manaso Manaha Karta Bhokta Vijnata Niyanta Prashasita Vijnanam Anandam Brahma Iti Evam Adayaha. All these words are all what now? Vagadi Upadi Bihi Samyavaharaha. These words are transactable, usable only what now? With reference to the only in the context of upadis, isn't it? Only through the upadis. When Atma is associated with the upadis, then we can talk about all these words can be used. Is it clear or not? Vagadi Upadi Bihi. Okay, when the Atma is associated with the all these Upadis, then all these names are possible, all these words are usable. Otherwise, if it without excluding the Upadis, you talk about pure consciousness, then no word can be used. Is it clear or not? Asamyavaharye nirviseshe pare samye brahmani pravartante. So all these words actually, what now, even the possibility of using these words, no, is there only in Brahman, what now, because of Brahman, only when Brahman is associated with this, the upadis. Then, Tan Vyudasya. Now he says, now that's the last one which I didn't do correctly last time. Tan Vyudasya. Tan Vyudasya means what? Tan Upadin Vyudasya. Excluding. Vyudasya means excluding, giving up, taking away those Upadis. Atmanam Yeva Nirvisesham Brahma Vidhi iti yeva shabda artaha. Are you seeing now? Are you all following? Yeva shabda artaha. There is no tadeva brahmatvam vidhi is the work. That word, that there, eva means adu mattunda brahman. No? Eva means what? That alone, when you say, that alone is Brahma. What that alone is Brahma means what now? Not, you should not include what now? You should not include the body, mind, sense complex. They are all upadis. All these are upadis. If you exclude the body, mind, sense complex, the upadis, then what is left is what? Pure consciousness. Therefore, that alone should be what now? Understood as the Brahma. Okay, the pure consciousness, excluding the body, mind, sense complex, upadis, what now? Is what now? Brahman. So, Vyudasya means, that's if you want to know the Sanskrit purpose, because I have studied Sanskrit, then we have the word vi ut as. As dhatuhu, and ut and vi, the two prefixes are there. Do you want to know or not?
Yes,
so, asyati means throws. Asyati, okay? But Udasyati, Udasyati, Vi Ud Asyati, Vidasyati. Vidasyati means what now? Leaving aside, giving up, you know, throwing away. That's the meaning, throwing away, leaving aside, giving up, excluding, you know, that's the meaning. Vidasyati. So, Vidasya is a Lebanta Shabda, you know, having excluded or excluding. Okay. Excluding the upadis, atmanameva, then pure atma, the pure consciousness alone is what now? If you exclude the upadis, how do you exclude the upadis? Physical exclusion of upadis is not possible. Physical exclusion is not possible. Why it is not possible? Because atma is all pervasive. Atma is all pervasive, therefore there is no way of excluding the upadis physically. So cognitively, intellectually excluding the upadis, then if atma is what now, what is left is consciousness alone. That consciousness which alone is atma, which is Brahma. That is what is attributeless Brahma, nirvisesham Brahma. What attribute does consciousness have? Okay? Attributeless is Brahman is Atma. Iti vidhi iti eva shabda artaha. Okay, we go to the next line. Nedam Brahma. Yad. Idam. Iti. Upadi bheda visishtam. Anat. Atma, Ishwara, Anatmeshwaradi upasate
anatmeshwaradhivasate.
Jayanti.
Jayanti.
So, na idam brahma. This is not Brahman. What is it? Yadu. Idam iti upadi beda visishtam anatma ishwaradi upasate. All these, upadi visishtam means what now? Even Ishvara. We say, what is Ishvara? We do not dismiss Ishvara totally. At the same time, what does it mean? If you say Atma, the consciousness is Ishvara, then Ishvara is what? Paramarthikam Satyam. If you say this Upadhi Visishtam is Ishvara, then what now? Vyavaharika Satyam. Understand? If you say given Upadhis are Ishvara, then what now? Any Upadhi, any name and form is Siptapana Ishvara means what now? Then it is that Ishvara Upadhi Visishta Ishvara is Vyavaharika Satyam only. Nirvisesham Upadhi, is it? Pure consciousness, if you say, then Paramarthikam Satyam. Ishvara is Paramarthikam Satyam means what now? When you say Aham Ishvara. Aham Ishvara means what now? Aham consciousness. And consciousness is Ishvara when you say there is no Ishvara other than consciousness. Lord is, okay? Bhagavan is conscious Chaitanyam only. Jnanam only when you say, then Paramarthika Satyam. Then what? Who is Ishvara for you? Subject. Isn't it? Not an object. If you say any Namarupa is Ishvara, that is object. Any object is what? Namarupam, Mithya, it is as real as the Jagat, Vyavaharika Satyam. It's empirically real, not absolutely real. So in two different standpoints. In what standpoint you say Ishvara? We dismiss, isn't it, any Namarupa as what now? Even if it is looked upon as Ishvara, it's what now only? Vyavaharika Satyam only. Not Paramarthika Satyam. Okay. Therefore, Tan Yudasya. Okay, go to next one. Upadhi Visishtam Anatma Ishwaradi Upasate Jayanti. Okay? Definitely not anything worshipped, because a worshipped Ishvara is an object. Worshipped Ishvara is Namarupam. Worship itself, the verb comes means division comes. Worship, pray to, means what now? Division comes, duality comes. Duality comes means what now? Subject, object, difference is there. Then Ishvara becomes the object of worship. Object means then that is Mithya. That is what? It is Vyavaharika Satyam only, not Paramarthika Satyam. When you say Ishvara is Atma, when you say, then subject means there in your vision, you do not see the object at all. Understand now? That Atma is, what is there is only Atma, that Atma is Chaitanyam, Chaitanyam alone is Brahma, Ishvaraha, when you say, that is Paramarthika Satyam. Therefore, what is Brahman? What is reality? Pure consciousness, attributeless consciousness. Nirvisesham Brahma, is Atma. Okay, then the question comes. Here a doubt might come. Okay, what about if you say exclusion, if you exclude the Upadhis, excluding the Upadhis, what is there is Brahman. Then can we say in Samadhi, if you practice meditation, then as a result of meditation, we have Samadhi experience also, we do not have Upadhis. In deep sleep state, you do not have Upadhis. In Samadhi, you do not have Upadhis. Is it? Can we call Brahman then? What is there in that experience? No. Experience is not, no, that is a state of mind. In samadhi, also in deep sleep state, what is there is a state of mind which is an experience. Okay, object of experience is not Brahman. Because there also you don't have upadhis. No, you said no. Upadhi, isn't it? Upadhi rahita, Shuddha Chaitanyam, Atma, Brahma, you said. So now you can say, in samadhi, upadhis are not there. Can it take then that is Brahman then? That experience, Brahman experience then? Because you want to experience Brahman all the time. He says, no, no, in samadhi, you are not excluding the upadhis, you are only forgetting your upadhis. In deep sleep state also, what happens now? In deep sleep state, the knowledge that upadhis are is resolved. Okay, upadhyaha santi iti jnanam is not there in deep sleep state. In samadhi, you are forgetful of your upadhis. So, being forgetful of upadhis is not the exclusion of upadhis. Okay? In fact, physical exclusion of upadhis is impossible. It's only cognitive exclusion of upadhis. And the cognitive exclusion of upadhis means what now? Understanding the mithyatvam of the upadhis. How not by transcending your buddhi, but having the buddhi actively present. The mind must be, see the people are to transcend your mind. It's all words people use. Transcend your mind. Go beyond your mind to see the Atma. Transcend your mind means what? How can you go beyond and transcend your mind here? So, not transcending your intellect. You can never know anything. Transcending, this is the wrong teaching, okay? You need the buddhi, the instruments of knowledge to know anything. Whether it is a laukika vishaya or paramarthika vishaya, anything to know anything, isn't it? Atma or anatma, to know anything you need the buddhi. So how can we transcend buddhi and then know the atma? So buddhi must be active, intellect must be active. For the intellect to be active, it must be waking state, not in sleep, not in samadhi. Okay? In samadhi, so therefore not in sleep you cannot know anything. In wake, okay, in samadhi also you cannot know anything. It is the mind, you are in waking state. When the mind is active, buddhi, there is understanding, only through understanding. Isn't it? There is what now? You exclude the upadhis cognitively. Okay, then what? That is how you understand our pure consciousness is Brahman. Okay, that's what, when people mistake because forgetfulness of, being forgetful of the upadhis should not be taken for the, neither cognitive exclusion, because nor physical exclusion. Because physical exclusion is never possible. And cognitive exclusion is possible only when your mind is, intellect is active. That means only through understanding. Got it? Tadeva brahmatvam vidhi. Ityukte api. See, tadeva brahmatvam vidhi ityukte api. Tadeva brahmatvam vidhi means that pure consciousness, the Atma, okay, excluding the body, maintenance complex, the upadhis, alone is Brahman. if it is said means what now it is, that statement, it, by implication it reveals something. What does it mean? Other than that Atma, anything which is worshipped here, anything which is meditated upon here, all these objects of worship and meditation are all not Brahma. Is that statement doesn't say explicitly everything else is not Brahman. Atma is Brahma. Everything else, not all these objects of worship and meditation are not Ishvara, not Brahman. Explicitly doesn't not say. But by the implication it says, when you say, no, you are very beautiful, you are very beautiful means, when you have two people are there, you are very beautiful means, you alone are very beautiful, if I say, what does it imply? Other person is not beautiful. Isn't it? Similarly, Brahman alone, Atma alone is conscious. Consciousness excluding the body mind complex alone is Brahman means, it negates everything else, all the objects of worship and everything else, isn't it? So it is explicitly doesn't state, but implicitly, isn't it? It implies that others are not Brahman. Objects of worship are not Brahman. Even though it is implicitly said that you alone are Brahman, others are not Brahman. Na idam Brahma iti anatmanaha abrahmatvam. Anatmanaha abrahmatvam. Anatma being looked upon as Brahman. Anatma means what now? Any object of worship. When you, all these forms which you worship, no? All the forms we worship, anatma. Any object is anatma. Every object of knowledge is anatma. I have to be very clear. The noble subject alone is atma. Every object of knowledge is anatma. And anything you worship is what? Object of knowledge. It is anatma. Anatma is what now? Anatma is not Brahma, definitely. Anatmanaha abrahmatvam. So, anatmanaha abrahmatvam punaha uchyate. Anatma being not Brahman, not the reality. Atma, the consciousness alone, is Brahman. Anatma is not, being not Brahman, is repeated explicitly in the, by this word, na idam Brahma. Okay? Then, niyamartham. Anyate. Okay. See, niyamartha means, there's a niyama vidhi in karma kanda of the Veda. We have niyama vidhi. Niyama vidhi means, niyama vidhi means sometimes to say, to specifically say, this is not. We have to say that, repeat it. So here, niyamartham. Niyamartham for niyamavidhi. To say here, no. Anatma is not Brahman. Atma alone is Brahman. For this sake, it is repeated here. Brahma buddhi parisankhyanartham va. Brahma buddhi parisankhyanartham. Parisankhyana vidhi. Another vidhi also says parisankhyana vidhi. You can also say parisankhyana vidhi. See, partially applicable, you know, partially applicable instruction is called niyama vidhi. That means, what does it mean here? Can we say Atma is Brahman, Ishvara is paramarthik satyam or vyavaharik satyam? We say Ishvara is paramarthik satyam if you say pure consciousness is Ishvara. You know, Ishvara is the whole Jagat is Ishvara, and you say vyavaharik satyam. is clear. See, it depends upon what you say as Ishvara. Similarly, anyat brahma buddhi parisankhyanartham va. Parisankhyanartham means, parisankhyana means actually, sometimes if people are not very, even because nothing is not said, if it is not said explicitly, something is said implicitly, the very sharp people alone can understand. So people who are not that sharp may not understand. Isn't it? May not understand. Therefore, for their sake, it is a Upanishad wants to repeat it. Upanishad wants to repeat it for the sake of people, that everybody understands the fact.
Literally, what is Parisankhyana?
No, Parisankhyana means, Pitiji, what happens? Parisankhyana buddhihi means, Parisankhyana vidhihi here. See, Parisankhyana vidhihi means, there is a statement, Atma Brahma. This other statement also said, Sarvam Brahma. When we hear Sarvam Brahma, all that is here is only Brahma. When you say, you completely resolve the Namarupa in that. You resolve the Namarupa, then you say, what is there is only Brahman. For you, Namarupas are as well as non-existent. And Atma Brahma, when you say, what now? The consciousness alone is reality. So when you listen, Atma Brahma, the consciousness is Brahman. When you also Sarvam Brahma, then you will think what? Anatma also is Brahman. It is possible, isn't it? Anatma also is Brahman. When you say Sarvam Brahma, you do not mean Anatma is Brahman. You have resolved the Anatma in Brahman, and you, for you, Anatma is as good as non-existent, and what is there is only Brahman. But a dull mind can mistake it, what now? Sarvam Brahma is statement, Atma Brahman is statement, therefore Sarvam Brahma also is there, Anatma also is Brahman, you will take. Where is Anatma for you? You should say that one, you can, Sarvam Brahma means you ask, where is Anatma? You can't say Anatma is Brahman.
Very subtle.
Very subtle. Got it? You should ask the question, where is Anatma? Sarvam Brahma means, yeah, Sarvam Brahma, where is Anatma?
So this is a mistake, that we can take all objects.
No. Sarvam, you mistake me. No. We say there are, we are not negating, we are not denying their empirical reality. They are there, but they're as good as non-existent. They're as good, they're not non-existent, but they're not really existent. They're as good as non-existent. Something being seen as good as non-existent is what? Isn't it? So what is that? Only Brahma, Sarvam Brahma. When the student listens, Sarvam Brahma is one statement, Atma Brahma one statement, so Anatma also must be Brahma. Of course, we can see, for understanding, I also say everything is Brahman. Anatma is also Brahman. But Anatma is also Brahman, you can say. Anatma is Brahman, you can't say. When you say Anatma is also Brahman, means what now? There is no Anatma. Yeah, cognitively resolved, okay? Where is Anatma, in fact? Where is Anatma? What is there as Anatma is actually what now? There is no Anatma. You get it? Therefore, that Parisankhyana Vidhi means, actually Parisankhyana Artham, this for this understanding. Parisankhyana means sometimes we take, there's a possibility of, you know, misunderstanding the statements. Because it is not, if it is something is not said explicitly, very, very bright people can understand whatever is said implicitly. So something needs to be said explicitly for the correct understanding. So tadeva brahmatvam vidhi is enough. Na idam upasate, he did not repeat it. Na idam upasate is what no parisankhyanath. Isn't it? It is for make explicit expression. Yeah. Tadeva brahmatvam vidhi is what no. Brahma, Atma alone is Brahman, that statement through implication reveals anatma is not Brahman. But na idam yadidam upasate, that statement explicitly says anatma is not Brahman. But then how? What about this sentence, asarvam Brahma statement? This sarvam Brahma also is another statement. Is it right or wrong then? Sarvam Brahma, we say, Brahman is Atma means, why do you say Atma again Sarvam Brahma? Then how to account for Anatma? Hey, when you say Sarvam Brahma, there is no Anatma at all for you. That means, you do not say Anatma, not physically remove the Anatma, you resolve the Anatma in Atma. Atma alone is there. When you say Sarvam Brahma, Atma alone is there. You resolve the anatma in Atma. So parisankhyanartham va means for explicitly, for revealing the fact that anatma is not Brahman explicitly. Is it clear? Okay, now we'll go to the next one. Now the same thing is continuing. What is the thing now? Now all these verses, the same thing means what? Atma cannot be. Atma is Brahman, the reality. And Atma is what? Now Brahman is the pure consciousness, which is understood as the subject of knowledge, as the truth of the knower. That Atma cannot be revealed by any instrument of knowledge or any organ. But because every organ is what now? Revealed by the Atma. Every organ is employed by the Atma. That is the essence of the teaching here. And that is now we are going into the mind. Now how Atma cannot be revealed by mind. Is it? The same thing. The essence is over. Now just repetition of the things. Elaboration of what has been understood. Yan manasa na manute.
Yan manasa na
manute. Yena ahur.
Yena ahur.
Manaha.
Manaha.
Matam.
Matam.
Tadeva
Brahma
Tvam Vidhi Na Idam Yadidam Upasate. Yat Manasa Na Manute Yena Manaha Matam Ahuhu. Yet manasa na manate, that which cannot be known by the mind. Manasa na manate means what? That which cannot be conceived by the mind. Yena, by which manaha matam ahuhu. By which alone mind is mind is the mind. That is tadeva brahma tvam viddhi. That alone is Brahman. So that means what? Brahman is not an object of the thought, object of knowledge. Earlier we have said, Brahman is not an object of any organ of action. Brahman is not an object of perception. Now Brahman is an object of thought perception also. It is thought perception. Ennathirukkum vilangadu. Not only sense perception, thought perception also. Like a headache is available for thought perception, not for sense perception. Isn't it? The Brahman is not available for thought perception also. And what is that Brahman here? Atma, the consciousness, the Tvam. You know that anyway. Na idam yadidam upasate. Not anything that is worshipped here. So, yan manasana manute.
Yan manasana manute.
Manaha. Now Shankara defines, now he is explaining what is mind here. In this mantra, manaha,
manaha.
Iti antahkaranam. He says, manaha has two meanings, specific meaning and a generic meaning. Generic meaning means what? The entire antahkaranam. Manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha. The whole thing is what now? Mind only. But here manaha should be taken as a generic sense, not as the specific sense. So, antahkaranam. Now, what is antahkaranam? Shankara explains again. Buddhi manasoho.
Buddhi manasoho.
Ekatvena grihyate.
Ekatvena grihyate.
So in Panchakosha, when we analyze, we say mano mayaha, vijnana mayaha, separate the mind there. Whereas here, manaha and buddhihi together are taken as one antahkaranam, internal organ. Manute, anena, iti, manaha. So, manute anena iti that by which one thinks, one knows, one minds is called mind. Manaha anena iti manaha. That by which something is known, something is thought, something is conceived, that which is called manaha. So that which is what now? That which thinks, that which knows, that which minds is mind. What is this now? This manaha. Sarva karana.
Sarva karana.
Sadharanam.
Sadharanam.
Sarva.
Sarva.
Vishaya.
Vishaya.
Vyapakatvat.
Vyapakatvat.
See, sarvakarana sadharanam. Sarvakarana sadharanam means the mind is something associated with all the sense organs as the support of the sense organs. Sadharanam means what now? Mind is associated with sarvakarana sadharanam. Mind is support of all the senses, associated with all the senses. How it is sarva vishaya vyapakatvat. Sarva vishaya vyapakatvat. And not only that, due to its pervasiveness due to its pervading all the objects. Sarva vishaya vyapakatvat. Sarva vishaya vyapakam manaha. Mind is what? Mind is that which is pervasive of all the objects of knowledge. Is it clear or not? Mind is pervasive of all the minds. Sarvani Vishayan. Sarvan Vishayan Vyapnoti. It is Sarva Vishaya Vyapakaha Vyapakam. Mind is pervasive of all the objects. Therefore, what does it mean? Because it pervades all the objects, it is very clear, it is associated with the, all the senses also. Without having association with the sense organs, mind cannot pervade the objects. Pervasiveness of objects of the mind is possible only through the senses. There is no way of mind pervading the objects without the support of the instruments. Is it clear now? And the instruments also cannot function as instruments or senses without the support of the mind, without the association of the mind. Therefore, he says here, what is my antakaranam? Sarva karana sadharanam sarva vishaya vyapakam. Okay? Vyapakam. Therefore, what happens now? Because of that nature of the mind. What nature of the mind is? Mind is the pervasive of all the objects through the association of the senses and also remaining as support of the sense organs. Therefore, what happens? Kamaha. Not only that, he says now, Kamaha. Sankalpaha. Vichikitsa. Shraddha. Ashraddha, dhritihi, adhritihi, hrihi, dhihi, bhihi, iti, yetat sarvam, manaha eva. See, all these constitute the mind. Kamaha, desire, sankalpaha, decision. Okay, wish, vichikitsa, doubt. Vichikitsa means doubt. Shraddha, faith. Ashraddha, faithlessness. Opposite of, okay, lack of faith. Dhritihi, fortitude, resolve. Adhritihi, opposite, absence of it. Hrihi, modesty. Hrihi, modesty. Dhihi, knowledge, cognition. Bhihi. Dhihi means knowledge, cognition, understanding. Bhihi, fear. Iti, you can do some more also. I'm not going, okay? You can say asuya, etc. I'm not adding. Yetat sarvam manaha eva. All these are what now? Mind only. They're all mind. Iti shrutehe. Actually, the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad quotation from the third Brahmanam, okay? Tritiya Brahmanam, fifth mantra quotes this, use this. The fifth mantra, the third Brahmanam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad tells this. Okay. Kamadi. Vrittimat manaha. So, quotation from the Upanishad. Sorry. Kamadi vrittimat manaha. What is manaha? What is mind? Mind is that which is endowed with different vrittis such as desire, etc. Kamadi vrittimat. Vrittihi means thought modification. Vrittimat means how buddhiman means one who has buddhi. Gunavan means one who has gunaha. Dhanavan means one who has dhanaha, dhanam, wealth. Okay. Shriman means one who has shri, wealth, like that. Vrittimat means what? Vritti mat means that which has vritti, because mat is because neuter gender word. See, dhanavan, look at dhanavan means what? Masculine gender. Dhanavati, feminine. Dhanavat, neuter gender. But mind is a neuter gender word. Therefore, what do you say now? Vritti, vritti mat. I got it now? So, vritti mat manaha. That which is, what now? That which is endowed with vrittis. That which is nothing but vrittis. When vrittis constitute the manaha. Vritti mat manaha. And what are the vrittis? What is vrittihi? Thought modification. What is it? Kama adi. Kama adi means what? Kamaha, sankalpaha, vichikitsa, shraddha, ashraddha, dhritihi, adhritihi, dihi, hrihi, bihi, asuya. You can add in it, no? Kaumaha, kopaha, krodaha, lobaha, mohaha. You can add all those things, okay? Tena manasa. This is what is mind. This is what is mind. These are all the thoughts. Now, what do we have to stop here and think? And each vritti is object of experience. Each vritti is an object of experience. Subtle object of experience. Why subtle object of experience? Desire does not come dancing, isn't it? Do you see desire as a grass desire coming, walking? No. It is not object available for sense perception. But object of perception still. Therefore, it's what now? It's object of perception means object of experience, isn't it? Therefore, it is also what? Subtle object of experience. Every thought is a subtle object of experience, object of knowledge. And once you say the subtle object of experience, any object of knowledge or experience is anatma. Once you say anatma, you can even bring Taittiriya class now here. Anatma. Anatma is karyam. Karyam means namarupam. Namarupam means mithya. Mithya means as good as non-existent. Then it is pravilapana yogyam. Isn't it? You have to say that. Where is it? That is his condition here. Manaha. Therefore. This is what is mind. Therefore, tena manasa, by such a mind, which is nothing but vrittis, okay, vrittis put together, yate chaitanya jyotihi manasaha avabhasakam na manute. So, chaitanya jyotihi, whereas light of consciousness, manasaha avabhasakam, which illumines the very mind. What is consciousness, like chaitanya jyotihi, the light of consciousness, the experiencer of the mind, illuminator of the mind, revealer of the mind, na manute, is not revealed, not conceived. Okay, sorry. See, that the word, see the mingal word, yat. In the mantra, see the mantra now, yat is the first word is man, isn't it? Yat. That yath he gives the meaning here. Yath means what now? Chaitanya Jyotihi. Okay? Yath stands for, yath is a relative pronoun. Yath means that. What is that here? That stand, the relative pronoun indicates what? Implies Atma. What is Atma? Brahma. What is Brahman? Chaitanya Jyotihi. Light of consciousness. And light of consciousness. Manasaha avabhasakam. Manasaha avabhasakam. Illuminator. Is it? Illuminator of the mind. Revealer of the mind. Na manate,
na manate,
na sankalpayati,
na sankalpayati,
na api nischinoti,
na api nischinoti,
manasaha, avabhasakatvena,
avabhasakatvena,
niyantrutvat. See, the very controller of the mind is the Atma. Controller means what now? Not in the controller. I should not say this. Controller. Niyantrutvat. Atma is what now? Atma is the very support of the mind. How does the Atma become controller of the mind? Controller means what now? The employer of the mind. Because Atma is not the controller, but mind cannot function independently without the support of the Atma. Therefore, Atma is as though Niyanta. Really speaking, Atma is not the Niyanta. We have to be very careful here. Atma is not the Niyanta, not the controller. As though Niyanta, because of the Atma alone, mind functions. Therefore, how Niyanta becomes avabhasakatvena, manasaha avabhasakatvena, enjoying the status of being the illuminator of the mind, Atma happens to be the illuminator of the mind. Being the illuminator of the mind, isn't it? Atma is as though the niyanta of the mind also. Employer of the mind also, in fact. Therefore, what now? Na nismanute, na sankalpayati, na api nischinoti. Mind does not know, conceive or think or confirms. Okay. Sarva Vishayam Prati.
Sarva Vishayam Prati.
Pratyageva.
Pratyageva.
Iti. Swatmani,
swatmani
na pravartate antahkaranam sarvam vishayam prati pratyageveti. See, sarvam vishayam prati pratyageveti swatmani na pravartate antahkaranam. Antahkaranam swatmani Atmani na pravartate, the mind can never enter into its real self. Mind is never enter into its real self means what? Mind cannot reveal its own self. Mind cannot reveal its own self means what? Wave can never touch the water. Why wave cannot touch the water? Because there is no distance between wave and the water. And wave is just the namarupa. Wave is the namarupa, which is dependent on the very water for its existence. Distance. Even wave is not there. Wave is nothing but water. Because it's on truth. Similarly here, the mind has the capacity to know because of the Atma. What is that which blesses the mind? The Shakti to know. The power of knowing itself is what now? The power of knowing has no independent existence outside of Atma. So what is that? It is the awareness. Power of knowing is not outside of Atma. So what is that mind? In fact, mind, the very Shakti, the power of knowing of the mind itself, as an organ, is it what now? It belongs to Atma only. It is borrowed Shakti only. Is it? Therefore, he says here, therefore that mind cannot use the power, its own power. Mind is incapable of knowing its Swarupam. That is what we say. We yesterday also gave the example. When the eyes want to see themselves, isn't it? They need what? They need a mirror, reflective. Is it clear now? Here also, if the mind wants to see its own Swarupam, it needs Shastra's words. Understand? It cannot know. Mind is capable of knowing everything else, but to know its own real self, to know its own truth, where am I? What am I? Its own truth, it needs Shastra mirror. Over here, na pravartate antahkaranam. Why? Because mind also is what now? Mind is again manifestation of knowing power. Is it? Power, all the power only, Shakti only is manifest, matter only. Therefore, mind being, in our simple language we want to say, mind is product of matter. Therefore, it is inert in nature. Inert mind, to become conscious, it is what now? Conscious and functional. To be functional, to be capable of knowing and all that, it needs to become conscious, isn't it? And to become conscious and sentient, it has to borrow sentiency, consciousness from the Atma, which is pure consciousness. Therefore, mind now cannot know the Atma. Mind cannot reveal the Atma. It's like water's force trying to undo the water, or water's force trying to touch the water. It's never possible. Because there's no such thing called water. Force other than the water. There were two things, not two different things. You see, something which is different from the mind, mind can know. Something which is distant from the mind, mind can know. Something which is away from the mind, mind can know. See, mind can know something which is away from it. It can go, pervade, reach, then know. You get it? Suppose when you say, hey, there is a car, when you say, it's an object away. When the mind reaches it, how does it mind reach? The vrittis go out, pervade, then, what now? Mind has reached it, that object. But it doesn't take very long. Mind reaching, arriving at an object is what? Subtle, very subtle. For us, arriving, reaching means we only think of physical reaching. Is it? Suppose I arrive Bekanam means what now? I reach Bekanam means I was away from Bekanam. I came here physically running, jumping, walking, driving. The physical reaching, arriving, or always think of physical arriving, isn't it? Something called a subtle arriving. A word arrives at an object. Mind arrives at an object. The thought, the object is not thought by you, your mind is away from the object. If you are thinking of an object, mind has arrived, reached the object. Is it clear or not? Mind reaches the object. If you think, you have reached, mind has reached it. With thought, not physical reaching. With thought, you have reached the person. Amazing, isn't it? All the time, we are living in this mind only. We think of somebody in the mind, you reach the person. Why India? The whole Jagat, I tell you. See, that is where suffering. What is suffering now? People sit in your mind all the time, okay? You are not... push them out. That is what is pain, isn't it? If you don't... people who think... thinking of some people may cause pain in you. Think of some people may be joy for you. But you want to think of people... isn't it? Both are wrong actually. That means you are living in a... isn't it? You form a cocoon and then you live there. You miss the real world outside. So here, not what I want, I'm going to go out of the topic here. So what I'm saying, the mind reaches the object means, mind can reach something which is away from it. Sense organs can reach something which are away from it. But mind and senses can never reach the Atma because Atma is never away from them. Why not away from them? Because Atma is all pervasive. Got it? All pervasive. Atma is not only all... why it is all... because it is the very reality. It is the very truth. It is the very substance. Atma happens to be the very substance, very truth, very reality, all pervasiveness, it is Swarupam. It is all pervasive because all pervasive means everything else exists in the Atma. Therefore, that Atma cannot be reached, arrived at. By thought, or by sense organ, or by word, or by what now? Any other organs of action, we can include that also now. Simply I'm saying. Therefore, what now? Antahkaranam na pravartate. Got it? Swa-atmani na pravartate. The wave can never say, I want to enter into my water. I want to enter into the water. I want to reach the water. Because they are away from it. So mind also cannot, what now, know. In terms of knowing, it cannot reach, arrive. Because Atma is not available for the process of knowing. Because the very process of knowing is something which happens in the Atma. Okay. Antasthenahi Chaitanya Jyotisha Avabhasitasya Manasaha Samarthyam, sorry, Manana Samarthyam. Okay, he says, Antasthena Chaitanya Jyotisha Avabhasitasya Manasaha Manana Samarthyam. Manana Samarthyam means the capability or the capacity of the mind, thinking. The capacity to think is called manana samarthyam. The mind being capable of thinking. Manana samarthyam, the capacity to think, the capacity to mind, capacity to know, okay? Manana, to function as the mind. The capacity to function as the mind is what now? Manana samarthyam. That manana samarthyam itself is what now? Manana samarthyam of the mind. Okay? The capacity to function as the mind, for the mind to be the mind, to be able to function as the mind, that is, so the mind's capability, as a thinker, as a thinking instrument, as an instrument of knowledge, what now is possible be only when it is illumined by the light of consciousness. Chaitanya Jyotisha Avabhasitam Manaha. The mind which is illumined or lent, mind which illumined means made conscious and sentient, alone has the capability, has the capacity to function as mind. Tena sarva vrittikam manaha. It is like saying, suppose the water which is interior to the name and form wave, antasthena jalena, okay, the water which is interior to the namarupa wave, being lent existence by that interior water, the wave is capable of running here and there. Therefore, it can reach other waves, another objects in the ocean. But this wave, which is lent existence by the very water, which is interior to the wave, can never be non-separate from the water, can never reach the water. Hope you got it. This is what he wants to say here. The mind also, being lent existence, consciousness and sentiency by the very light, being illumined by the very light, through illumination, through lending consciousness, it is lending existence, the mind is being illumined, such a mind, what now? The very capacity to function as the mind is what now? Lent by being illumined by the consciousness alone. Therefore, such a mind, by that mind, tena means by that mind, savrittikam manaha. Savrittikam manaha means what now? Savrittikam manaha means mind with vrittis. Satarangam sagaraha means what now? Satarangaha sagaraha means what now? Taranga sahita sagaraha. Isn't it? Ocean with waves. Similarly, savrittikam manaha means what? Mind in the form of thoughts. Mind in the form of vrittis. Is it clear now? Vrittis. Yena brahmana matam. Yena brahmana matam means what? Matam means by Brahman alone mind is thought. Means what now? Vishayi kritam. See, matam here means objectified. See, brahmana vishayi kritam. See, mind is an object of consciousness. Object of consciousness means what? Mind itself is object of awareness. isn't it? Mind is object of no pure knowledge. So, Brahmana Matam, see, Matam means Vishayikritam. Vishayikritam is what now? May objectified. See, the Savrittikam Manaha, the mind which is, you know, the mind with vrittis is what now? Is objectified by the Atma. Means what is object of knowledge of the Atma. Mind is object of knowledge of the Atma. That be what now? Vyaptam. Vyaptam is what now? Is also pervaded by the Atma. Mind is not only an object of knowledge of the Atma, it is pervaded by the Atma. Ahuhu kathayanti. People who say that? Brahma vidaha. Those who know Brahman, how do they know Brahman? Those who know Brahman means those who know Brahman not as an object but as the very subject, the Atma. They alone know Brahma. Okay? The word know will always mislead you. What know? The object of knowledge, anything known is object only. The Brahma Vidaha means what now? Those who know Brahman. Those who know Brahman means what? Those for whom Brahman is the very Atma. For those for whom Brahman is the very Self, Atma. Atma means what? Consciousness. Okay? Such people, they say very clearly. What do they say? Mind is completely pervaded by Atma, the consciousness. Thereby, mind, what now? Atma lends consciousness and sentience to the mind. Thereby, what? Mind becomes capable of functioning as the mind. Therefore, not only what now? That mind itself, what is object of knowledge of the Atma. One meaning. Another meaning is, mind has the status of being existent as an object of his what now? Mind enjoys the status of being an existent as an object is because of the Atma. See, wave enjoys the status of being a wave, what now? Having existence. There is a wave, when you say, it must be existent. And it has a status of being existent, waveness, enjoys the existence. Because of what? Water only. So here also, Vishayikrita means, the mind is pervaded, mind is object of knowledge of my Atma, mind also has the status of being existent. Because of the Atma. It is the Atma Chaitanyam which lends existence to the mind. Status of being existent. And it is the, because the mind is object of consciousness, knowledge of consciousness, the Atma. How do we know that? Mind is nothing but subtle experience of the external world of objects. Isn't it? What is mind? Okay, there is an external world. External world, external to what? External to the mind. There is a world external to the world, mind, and that word external to the mind includes what? Includes your body, includes your gross physical body, includes your sense powers, includes your powers of organs of actions, includes your pranas. Okay? There is a word external to the mind means, what now? senses, pranas, okay, physiological functions, I mean organs of actions, also what now? The mind, the whole prapancha. External means we always think of everything external to the body. You have to think of the world external to the mind means what? There is no distance between mind and the external world. There is no distance between Atma, the consciousness and the mind. There is no distance between senses and the mind. There is no distance between sense organs and the world. There is no distance at all. Okay? But in perception, we see the divisions. Because of the upadis. Okay? Really speaking, what is external to the mind? Therefore, is it clear now what he wants to say here? The whole world, anything external to the mind is what now? Object of knowledge. Anything external to the mind is object of experience. What is mind? Experience. What is Atma? The experiencer. Reduce the whole prapancha to what now? An object of experience. Now what about the experience? In what form is the experience? Experience is the thought. Knowledge, experience, cognition, perception, are all thoughts. Perception of the world, cognition of the world, knowledge of the world, experience of the world means what? Everything external to the mind is object of knowledge. World of objects. What is mind? Mind is nothing but experiences put together. Can there be experience alone without the experiencer? That experiencer is Atma. Experiencer is Atma. If experiencer is Atma means the experience itself is an object of experience of the Atma. Is it clear now? Not only the object of experience, the so-called experience itself is an object of experience. The so-called experience itself is an object of experience. Only then you can distinguish the original experiencer. Otherwise, what now? Experiencer of the world is what? The mind. Knower of the world is the mind. Thinker of the world is the mind. The feeler of the world is the mind. Recognizer of the world is the mind. But what is mind? Thinking, feeling, knowing, cognizing, experiencing. It's all what now? Functions of the mind. Functions of the mind. Knowledge, cognition, experience, thought, feeling. It's all what now? Thoughts, vrittis, which constitute the mind. So you can see the mind as the dupe, as the functional, as the function. Is it clear now? But this mind, this is what now? Is object of experience. because how, that's why Vyavasthatraya Prakriya helps you to what now? To distinguish the Atma being the ultimate experiencer, knower. The ultimate experiencer, knower is Atma. Because the blankness of mind also is object of experience. Blankness itself is experience. In deep sleep state, there is blankness. Isn't it? Blankness is object of experience. And who is the experiencer there? Who is recollected later on? You know, the same experiencer must be available on waking up for the for the memory to be there. Isn't it? You can't, one person has a memory, other person is recollecting. It's not possible. Therefore, that experiencer is Atma. This, that is what actual subject, I. Wherein all the upadhis are excluded. Mind itself is what now? Object of experience. Therefore, mind, which is an object of mind, which is an object of experience of Atma, cannot be the perceiver, the knower of the conceiver, revealer of the Atma. Am I clear or not? Tasmat tadeva manasaha atmanam pratyak chetayitaram. See, manasaha pratyak chetayitaram atmanam brahma vidhi. Tasmat, therefore, may you know clearly, excluding all the upadhis, including the mind, why know that consciousness alone to be the what now? Atma, which is Brahman, because that consciousness, which is the what now? Chetayita. Chetayita means what now? Enlivener. Okay? One who lends consciousness is the Chetayita. One who lends, enlivens, is the Chetayita. Energy, okay, enlivener. So, Chetayita, who is the enlivener of the mind? Consciousness, Atma. How it enlivens the mind? By lending consciousness. So, Chetayita, and how does the Atma enlivens the mind? Not through any instrument, isn't it? Immediately, pratyak. See, mind, Atma enlivens the senses through the mind. Atma enlivens the body through the mind and senses. But Atma enlivens the mind immediately. Got it? Pratyak. Pratyak chetayitaram. What means what now? Not being distant from the mind. It does not mean Atma is distant from the body and senses also. Because of its subtleness. Atma is very much there in the body, very much there in the mind, everything. But manifesting. Okay, immediately manifesting in the mind. Due to the subtleness of the mind, mind has the capacity to have the immediate manifestation of the Atma, not indirect. Not the, isn't it? Immediate manifestation. So, mind being the immediate manifesting medium for the Atma, Atma is what now? Immediate enlivener of the mind. Therefore, that Atma, because of which mind becomes conscious and sentient, that Atma is consciousness alone is Brahma. Is it clear now? I think made very clear, isn't it? So, manasaha pratyak chetayitaram. Manasaha pratyak chetayita is Atma. So, may you know that Atma, Atmanam viddhi, Brahma viddhi. What is that Atma? Manasaha pratyak chetayitaram. Means Atma which is the pratyak chetayita, immediate enlivener of the mind as the Brahman. Na idam ityadi purvavatu. Na idam Brahma. Like before, like as you said earlier, understand other than that Atma, the consciousness, which is distinct from even the mind, because of which mind functions, because of which the mind is capable of knowing the objects external to it, isn't it? That Atma alone is Brahman, not any object of worship.
Yeah, that's good. Very quick question. Because so suddenly this Tadeva Brahma, Tvam Vidhi, Tvam Brahma, is that what it's saying?
Yeah. No.
Tvam.
Tadeva Brahma, Tvam Vidhi, may you know, may you understand clearly, that Atma is Brahman, which is you.
Tad, it means that
see,
Atma.
See, Tad stands for Tvampada Lakshyata. Tad means that Atma. Why Tad Pitaji? The Atma means Tad, there means the Tvampada Lakshyata, excluding the body, mind, sense complex, is Tad. See, Tad stands for Tvampada Lakshyata. Brahma stands for Tatpada Lakshyata. Okay? Brahman is that. Brahman is that, means that is Brahman. Which is Brahman? That I, excluding the body, mind, sense complex, the pure consciousness, Atma, is Brahman. Tvam Vidhi means, may you know.
May you know.
Tvam Vidhi means, may you know. May you know. See, instead of saying you are Brahman, okay, here's what now. May know that, what now? May you know that I actually is Brahman. He says, may I is Brahman. What is referred to by I alone is Brahman. What is referred to by I? There are so many things referred to by I. Exclude all those upadhis which are referred to by I and take only pure consciousness which is referred to by I, which is available as the experiencer in all three states of states of mind, that consciousness alone is what now? Brahma. Tad refers to, Tad stands for I referring to consciousness. Atma. Tad is equal to Atma I referring consciousness. Referring to consciousness. Is it clear? This is what I told in the first class. I explained why Tadeva, when he says that, you know, consciousness referred to by I, excluding the body maintenance complex, is Brahman. In Atma, there is Brahman.
So
Atma is Brahma.
So each of these, Tadeva Brahma.
Tadisama Tumpadakshyata.
Tadeva Brahma, Tadeva Brahma, all Mahavakyas.
Yeah. I told in the beginning, you were not listening.
You know, I was listening, but I'm just hearing.
Tadeva Brahma is Mahavakyam. I've been saying this in every class.
Yeah. No, I didn't know, well, it was the Tvam bit of it. Tvam.
Tad, I explained.
You are that Brahman.
No.
You are that Brahman. Tvam.
No.
Tadeva Brahma.
Tadeva Brahma. Tadeva Brahma. Tadeva Brahma is a Mahavakyam. Tad is a Tvam Padalakshyartha. Brahman is a Tat Padalakshyartha. Tvam Vidhi means, may you know that Atma is Brahman. May you know that consciousness referred to by I, excluding the body, mind's complex, is Brahman. Why Tad Pitaji? Because I refer to everything. Isn't it? I refers to everything. So he has to exclude, in order to exclude what are all referred to by I, and to include only that consciousness which is referred to by I, he uses the pronoun that. Why pronoun that is used to refer to the Atma here? I can tell you. The pronoun tad is used here to refer to Atma because, no? Atma is always indicated by the pronoun, first person singular pronoun, I. And I refers not only to the Atma, I refers to the total individual personality. Isn't it? Therefore, total individual refers to, is what now? It's a constitution of many components. Therefore, here cognitively, the student has to exclude the anatma aspect of the anatma aspect referred to by I. Therefore, tad is used here. So, exclude the body, exclude the mind, exclude the senses. No, only that consciousness which is referred to by I alone. What now? He know that to be Brahman. Tad. He used the word tad.
And then, so the first statement in each of these.
The Mahavakyam.
No, the first statement, so, yan manasana manute, etc.
Yad.
That is Atman.
Yeah.
That is
Atma.
So each of the first bits of each of these statements.
Yad. All the relative pronouns. Every relative pronoun indicates Atma. Atma Brahman.
Okay. So, I really must look at these again differently.
Yeah, that's why Atma, see that Yad Chaitanya Jyotihi, as I haven't said that, Yad is equal to Chaitanya Jyotihi, Yad Brahma, Yad Manaha.
Okay.
Then when you take that, become very clear, Yad is Atma, refers to Atma, okay, relative pronoun, so Tad comes, Tad Eva Brahma. That alone is Brahma, by which yad, yena, by which yena, yad, that which makes the mind function, by which the mind functions, means that Atma, the consciousness, to be the Brahman. That the Lord referred to by I.
Sorry, just totally change the sense. Because it's all. That which makes the mind work is Brahman. I thought that was a description of Brahman. And now it's very clear that the Yat is Atman.
Yeah.
Consciousness.
And the consciousness Atma is Brahma. Atma is Brahma. See, why? Because yad is used in every sentence. Therefore, he has to use what? Tad also.
Yeah.
That which is there is this.
Yeah.
Because whenever you use relative pronoun, you have to bring in what? The third person singular pronoun.
You know, but you can see how the sentences can be understood as that by which the mind sees is Brahman. Sira, what you say?
That way which sees is the Atma. The Atma is Brahma.
I didn't know that. I never got that.
That by which the mind sees is Atma. The Atma is consciousness. The consciousness alone is Brahma.
Brahma.
Which is also referred to by I.
So condensed.
Absolutely, it's split.
So condensed.
At least, clicked.
I mean, it's certainly, because the whole of the way these sentences are translated and things,
it's
quite misleading.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying very carefully have to be. That is why we say, when you say, see, because we don't know Brahman. We have to know Brahman only through Atma. Mm-hmm. Atma is you. What is to be known by us is known, what is to be known is Brahman for us. And the Brahman is actually, our practice only as the Atma. That is why Atma also cannot be known, we say. Atma is something to be claimed, not to be known. Understand now? Brahman is Atma. Atma, you are Atma. So you need to know you are. No, you already know. If you know what you are, then you have known Brahman, you are not knowing Brahman, you are not claiming. We never say Brahman is that by which the mind functions.
That's
Brahman is Atma by which your mind functions. You cannot know how others' minds function, okay?
All the translations give the sense Brahman is that by which.
It's okay, not wrong, but still.
No, I'm just
saying. You have to see, otherwise it cannot be Mahavakyam, no. Mahavakyam comes when? Only when the individual is identified with the total. That is what is Mahavakyam, isn't it? Brahman is that by which the mind functions means, it's right, it's not wrong, but still it doesn't convey you the message. Why? What message is important for you? Oh, that's fine. So what? Your problem of bondage will not go. Aham Brahma Asmi should come. Mm-hmm. See, what you need to know is, your moksha is in saying Aham Brahma Asmi. Mm-hmm. Saying means what? It is cognitively claiming the self being Brahman. You are not interested your interest is not in how, what is it which makes the senses and body function. You aren't interested. What is your interest? Your interest is your moksha. Who cares whether how the mind functions, who makes the senses function? I want to be free, okay? That is why purpose is very clear. That is why this knowledge is so important. We are really not interested in any knowledge. We are interested in moksha. Our interest is in moksha, not in knowledge. Who cares for knowledge? If interest is in knowledge, we will all be going after knowledge everywhere, okay? Really speaking, the whole universities will be running. We will be mad after all the universities. If you want to do 10 study course simultaneously. Really speaking, our ultimate interest is only in moksha, not in jnana. But that moksha happens to be this jnana. What is this jnana, which is we lack? What is that? It is now, I'm not interested in knowing how the mind functions. What is that which makes the mind functions? What is that which makes the senses function? What is it which makes the body enlivened and energized and conscious and sentient? What is it because of which everything? I'm not interested in that. I am interested in my moksha. That moksha is what now? That by which the body, mind, sense complex functions is the Atma, the pure consciousness. That consciousness is Brahman. Atma is Brahman. Then what you say? Aham Brahma Asmi, that Jnanam. See, Chaitanyam Brahma. Consciousness is Brahman, there is no moksha. Consciousness is Brahman. When you say, there is no moksha. Aham Brahmasmi is moksha. Aham consciousness must be clear. Then consciousness is Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi, that is where more moksha is. Aham, I am aham, aham Brahma. Your I sense must be dragged away from body mind complex and resolved in consciousness, and say consciousness is what is lit. There is a people and it is not useful. Consciousness is Brahman. Consciousness. Truth. People go and read all of them. You are still bound. You are not free. You got it? It's very important is what? What? Aham Brahmasmi. It is Atma by which everything functions, and that Atma alone is Brahma. Brahman is that Atma, nothing else. Nothing else means what? Then no duality. You have to say what? What is there is only Brahma, which is Atma. Okay, we'll see next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namah.